VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. On the heels of peace talks by the United States between Ukraine and Russia, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is hosting a follow-up summit of world leaders that addresses Russia's war with Ukraine. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Starmer is calling Saturday's virtual summit the Coalition of the Willing. It does not simply look for peace, but also looks into ways to militarily and financially assist Ukraine. About 25 countries' leaders, including Ukrainian and European leaders, are involved. It does not include representation from the United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Posting on his Truth social media site Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump said there's a very good chance that the war in Ukraine can finally come to an end. Russia and Ukraine exchanged heavy aerial attacks overnight, with both reporting more than 100 enemy drones. The strikes came less than a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin met with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff to discuss a 30-day ceasefire proposal. On Thursday, Putin said that he supported a truce in principle, but details needed to be discussed. The head of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, Abdallah Maki Mosli al-Rifai, has been killed in an operation by Iraqi intelligence forces and the U.S.-led coalition. Iraq's prime minister made the announcement Friday. A security official says the operation was carried out by an airstrike in Anbar province in western Iraq. Another official says the strike happened Thursday night, but his death was confirmed on Friday. Both officials spoke on the condition of anonymity, as they were not authorized to discuss the operation publicly. U.S. designated terror group Hamas says it will only release an American Israeli hostage and the bodies of four others if Israel fully implements the ceasefire agreement in Gaza. A senior Hamas official says talks on the truce's next phase must start immediately and last no more than 50 days. Hamas also is demanding more Palestinian prisoners be freed, the entry of humanitarian aid, and an Israeli withdrawal from a key border.